Are you ready to step into your power? If so, I want to tell you about my brand new one-to-one mentorship program, Powerhouse. Power stands for productivity, organization, wealth, energy, and relationships. The five things that I teach my clients to help them step into their fullest potential. So if you are tired of playing small, ready for change, and want to excel in these five areas, go to jenniferfordberry.com and sign up for a free application call to see if you are ready to be a powerhouse.
Welcome to the Make Room Show, formerly titled The 29-Minute Mom. I am your host, Jennifer Fordberry, certified professional organizer, best-selling author, and coach. I've spent the last two decades teaching women how to get organized so that they can free up more space, time, energy, and money. This podcast is for the woman who wants to make room in her home and in her life for the people and the things that matter the most. Each week, I am bringing you episodes that will help you feel less overwhelmed and more inspired to create the life that you deserve. So come on, girl, let's do this together.
Hello. So I'm super, super excited to be back, and I have so much to tell you. So thank you for joining me for a new episode of the Make Room Show. Oh, I don't even know where to start, you guys. This episode is going to be full of information, and also hopefully it inspires you if you are in a position where you're ready to kind of change it up in your life, embrace a new season. You know, we're at that time of year where it's the end of summer, the beginning of a lot of new chapters, whether it be new school season, new work season, just a new weather season. There's so much, and we're starting the beginning of the fourth quarter, you know, is right around the corner of this last part of 2023. And so I think it's a great time to hear this episode and to finish this year strong. And I'm hoping that by the end of the episode, you are like, hell yeah, let's do it. But before that, I just kind of want to fill you guys in on what has been going on and why I've been almost a little bit MIA for a couple of weeks. So here's the backstory. So as you know, and you've probably heard in the last episode, that I was getting ready to, you know, I finished up the summer. It was crazy. And we were getting ready to take our son, Royston, our youngest, to college. And both of my kids are attending college in Florida. And we mostly live in New York, but we go back and forth to Florida often. It's about ready to be way more now that we don't have a kid in school here. And we're just excited to be able to get down to our happy place as much as possible. And so we left, and we decided to make it into a family vacation. So we had some days together as a family, and we were in the Tampa area. And then Josh and I took Bryson to college, where he's attending about 3 hours from Tampa. So we had a few days. We celebrated our 24th anniversary that weekend. We moved Bryson in to college, and then we had a few days hanging out in the area in case he needed us, and just getting to get familiar with the area that he will be living in, because we really haven't had that much time there. We were there to scope out the school, meet the coach, and then we were there for his baseball tryout, and that was about it. But here's the thing. Oh my gosh, the move-in could not have gone better. I'll start with that. He ended up getting a fantastic roommate that's part of a really amazing family, and we really hit it off. So that was really a nice touch. His roommate's mom and I are very similar, and I feel like we raised very similar boys. And so that was comforting. And he, you know, just was off and running. My son's very social. He's outgoing, and he being part of a team, I think really helps when a child goes to college. It was a much different experience for him than my daughter. She only knew one other person and had to make, you know, friends, where he came in as part of a team. And it was like automatically a whole bunch of built-in friends. The other really cool thing was that at his college, they put all the as many as they could freshman athletes together. And so right off the bat, there was a group of boys and girls, different athletes that kind of were paling around together and getting to know each other and like doing, you know, beach hangouts and stuff like that. So he had no problem acclimating. It was about 95 degrees when we were moving him into the dorm. So that was interesting, because with all the doors open, the air conditioning was not happening that much, but we got them situated. He has a fantastic dorm room, one of the best in the whole entire building, and the school could not have been better as far as how they helped with move in and just things like that. It was a really great experience. And so we spent a few days there, and then came the day that we had to say goodbye. I'm going to try to say this without crying. If you're watching this on video, you'll see that I definitely probably will tear up throughout this episode, but I have good news to deliver. So bear with me. Saying goodbye was super difficult. As any of you have ever dropped, it could be anything from kindergarten drop off, which I remember my daughter was not wanting me to leave. And that was so hard, way harder than I anticipated. This time, you know, it just reminds me of times like that, when anytime you have to like place like your precious baby into a new unknown situation and you have to walk away and let them navigate that on their own. It's difficult for a mom, because we want to be with our child all the time. We want to keep them safe. We want to watch them experience things. And so it doesn't matter if you're a mom of littles going to preschool or you are doing college drop off, it's all the same. It's in a new chapter and an emotional time. And so we said goodbye. It was difficult and emotional. And then I had a 3-hour car ride back to where our daughter lives. And I'll be honest with you guys, I cried the entire trip to the point where I don't know if Josh thought I was going to be okay ever again. I just felt in that moment, number one, I already missed him, and I missed what was. And I think that's the hard part for moms, is that when there's a new chapter beginning, we always want to hang on to the old chapter, because I don't know about you, but as a mom, I feel like, you know, I'm like obsessed with my kids. Like I love them so much. I love being around them. I think they're amazing. And I like being with them. I like hanging out with them. I like all of it. And it was just like every single memory from the time he was little was playing in my mind. And I was just thinking of all the memories and really just going through the emotional roller coaster. As you can tell, I'm still getting teared up. I'm getting better, but when I talk about it, I do get emotional. And I think that it was a really good thing, because I knew that he was where he was supposed to be. He actually said to me 2 nights into this, I think it was after his second night in the dorm, he said, "Mom, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be." And that was the best thing to hear from your child. I'm also very aware that it takes a lot of courage for a, you know, 18-year-old boy to go so far from home for college. And I'm proud of him. I'm proud of both of my kids. I also went to college in Florida, and it was, you know, I was from New York, And so they're doing the same thing. And it was, I really wanted them to go far for school because I want them to experience something completely different than the way they grew up. I feel like when you're young, that's the time to do that. And so I get it. And I know I survived it. I know that they will survive it. All those things were great. Those feelings of just, you know, getting him to this point. His dream was to play baseball in college. Check. His dream was to play baseball at a college in Florida. Check, check. It was the perfect size school. He fit in really easily. All the things. He had a great roommate. He was making friends. He liked his classes. So it was like amazing to think that it was all falling into place. But that does not negate the fact that an old chapter was ending and a new one was starting. And in that moment in the car ride, I would have given anything to hit the replay button and do it all again, right? I would have given anything to go back to the day that he was born and really just walk that whole journey again. But that's not how life works, right? And so it was a rough ride home. And I say home because that's our second home in Florida. And thank God, when I got back to Tampa, my daughter said, "Mom, do you want to go see the Barbie movie tonight?" And it was just like the perfect medicine for me to have now this mother-daughter date. So I just was so grateful to her for asking me to do that. And we had such a great time. And she knew that I was struggling emotionally, and she was totally there for me for the first few days. Then this is what is the really cool part about having an adult child. So it's like you start to become best friends with your kids. And I, you know, love that part of the next chapter, but it's like all the things, right? All the things. And so I wanted to kind of include some really good information after this intro that will help you overcome when you start to feel emotional like I did, and how to embrace the next season of your life. So we'll get to that in 1 second. But what's really crazy is we spent a few more days in Tampa. One of the most exciting things for me was we were swimming in the Gulf, and a manatee showed up and swam directly between Josh and I. And we just got to walk with either of us. We were on either side of this manatee, and we just got to walk down the shore as the manatee was eating. And it was really amazing. And because I'm such a freak when it comes to, well, animals in general, but specifically marine life, I, in my past life, really wanted to be a marine biologist. But that's a whole nother episode. And so that was a great day. And we had some really awesome quality time with our daughter. And we made the plane ride back to New York. And, you know, I have to say, I was very emotional coming back to the house without him, without having, you know, our son living here anymore. And I didn't even feel, I felt the loss of him in the house, but I also felt the loss of that time in our life where it was full of teenagers. And especially over the past couple of years, it was a lot of boys in the house. And we've always wanted to, you know, we've always have been the house that kids were always welcome at. And our kids had a lot of gatherings here, and it just felt empty and quiet. And, you know, I even just seeing the things that he left out or his bed unmade was setting me off and making me cry. And so anytime someone would call or text, if I talked about it, I got emotional. But I want to say that if you have a friend who is going through this season of life, make sure you reach out to them, because chances are that mom is needing a little extra love. And it was like such a great feeling to have somebody reach out and say, "How are you doing? How's it going?" And it just made me feel really loved and cared for. So I would highly recommend that. But yeah, so the first, you know, few days were rough. I tried to keep myself busy. One of the things I did that was really helpful is I had a date a couple of days later, like on the calendar already from a few weeks prior, with another friend of mine that was also facing that empty nest. And so we had a wonderful day. My friend Amy, I'm so blessed to have her, and our lives are very parallel. So she also did the, you know, send off with her boy, her baby. And so it was nice to have that already planned so that I had something to look forward to. And went through the first week, and then Hurricane Idalia decided to start making her presence known. And there was no time to be sad. For the past 5-6 days, we have dealt with the fact that the hurricane was coming, was definitely hitting the Gulf Coast and potentially hitting the East Coast. And our kids are on both coasts right now. So it was constant, you know, checking with the schools, gathering information, making evacuation plans, getting college alerts, getting county alerts, watching Dennis Phillips in Tampa. We love you, Dennis. Thank you for not being as dramatic as the Weather Channel. But like really making sure my kids were calm and that I was calm for my kids. We had to evacuate our daughter last year for a hurricane. So, and you know, I've lived through that before, and I've had, you know, I don't feel panicky when it's me, but when it's your kids and you're not with them, it definitely is unnerving to think what could happen. And then, so we did evacuate our daughter, and she just returned back about a half an hour ago to, our area where we have a place. And she just called me about a half an hour ago and told me that there was literally no damage, no flooding. The power didn't even go off. There's lots of flooding in the area. And then it also bypassed my son's school. So both kids' schools opened today again at noon. And I'm so grateful. For the Tampa Bay area, I want to just say thank you, Tocobaga Indians, because if you Google it, there's this myth that way back like 1800, there was this Indian tribe called the Tocobaga Indian tribe, and they blessed the Tampa Bay area. And really, it's like amazing. Like there was so much flooding, but it could have been so much worse. And the same thing happened last year where it went around Tampa Bay, and we're just so grateful. And I thought that was really neat that all the locals were informing me of that Indian tribe. So that's what's going on in my world. And what I have thought about a lot is that in this particular season of my life, I could continue to mope around and continue to be sad, wishing that I could go back in time. Obviously, I'm not going to change these emotions that I'm having, and that's okay. Like I want to embrace the emotions because I know that this is a sort of grief, right? Not like a grief, like somebody passed away, but a grief. You can grieve anything. You can grieve a person. You can grieve a time, a chapter. And so what's going on is I'm grieving like this time in my life where my kids were in my house, right? And all their friends. And I'm grieving my son living here. And I'm grieving the end of that phase of motherhood. And it does help me to know that I'm still not completely out of it. You know, him and all his buddies will be here, you know, making a mess over Christmas break, and he'll be back next summer. And that really does make me feel better, but it's a stage of grief, and I'm giving myself grace to just embrace that so that I don't just push it down or numb myself. And then it shows up in a different way. So I'm doing that, and I can continue to just dwell in the sadness, or I can let it rise up like it did a few minutes ago, and it will pass. And I can do my very best to change my mindset. No matter what is going on in our lives, we get to choose how we think about it. And the greatest gift we give ourselves is often just the willingness to change our minds, despite what might seem to be the saddest and most intractable situation. We actually have the power to believe that something else is possible, that things can get better. This simple shift in how we think can make all the difference in what happens next. Like literally changing my mindset can determine how this next season looks, right? And I think like how we think about it actually releases an infinite number of possibilities that could not have occurred if we had not believed that they were possible. So I think that thinking that maybe this season of my life is going to be amazing, that I know the possibilities are endless, right? I have more time. I'm going to have more energy because, you know, there was a lot of time and energy that went into having children at home. And I still obviously will have time and energy going to my kids, but it won't be as much on a daily basis. So that is freeing up, which I always talk about in the show, is that STEM, space, time, energy, and money. So it's definitely freed up space, right? Time, energy. And I mean, hopefully it's saved, you know, frees up some money, but I don't know. I feel like the older my kids get, the more expensive they get. So we'll see. I'll get back to you on that one. But the thing about it is that when you believe that anything is possible with this new STEM, then who knows what's going to happen, right? Who knows? But if I was like, oh, my best days are behind me, you know, it's always going to be like empty and depressing without my kids. If I had that mindset, guess what? My life is going to be that way. My mind controls my reality. And so I have been working super hard on my mindset. Even when it's difficult, I still do it. Free will means we can think whatever we want to think, right? So you can think whatever you want to think, but regardless, the universe, God, your higher power, whatever you want to call it, is always there, willing and ready to help you whenever you decide to let it. It's just there. Like, it's there, picture on the other side of a black curtain. All you have to do is go over and open those curtains and it will be there. But if you don't think it's behind the curtain, you're never going to rip those curtains open and look, right? And so I tend to be a person that believes that life is happening for me and things all happen for a reason. And there's no, it's all going according to plan and according to purpose. And so I have to believe that that same mindset that got me through all these years of raising my kids and creating businesses and all the things that I've accomplished this far will get me through the next season as well. And so if you are struggling right now and you're in a change of season like I am, and you're really sad and depressed and you feel like you're in this rabbit hole and you can't get out of it, I want to say to you, just consider for a moment that there could be an awesome list of possibilities on the other side of this. They could be waiting for you on the other side of a black curtain, but you have to be courageous enough to go up to the curtain and rip it open and look and imagine, right? And that will help you. I sat down and I decided that I wanted to just make up a decision and create a vision for what I want this next chapter to look like. And I asked myself the questions, what do I want? What do I want to make room for? I do this all the time and it helps me stay focused. And most importantly, remind myself that it's up to me to create the life that is best for me. Nobody else can do that. Not even my husband. He can't do that for me. I have to say, what do I want and how can I get it? And how do I have to change in order to be able to receive that? Meaning maybe if I want, I'll get into the things that I'm looking for, but it requires me to change and me to work for it. It's nobody else's job, right? It's just my job. And I wanted to figure out like, what could I look forward to? And I literally made a list. How could I be a better version of myself, the best version of myself? Because I know my kids are always watching, right? Always, every season. And so as a role model, as a mother, I want to show my kids that they don't have to worry about me, that I will learn to thrive, that it's okay that I'm emotional. It's okay that I miss them and I love them. And I obviously wish I was right next door to them. And I do believe that someday I will be way closer in proximity to them. I mean, we do all plan for that, but right now they are where they are supposed to be. And I am proud of that. And I'm happy for them and excited for them. And I wouldn't want them anywhere else. But I have to show them what it looks like for new seasons, right? And if I don't show them examples of living a full, rich, amazing, exciting life, who in the hell is going to do that, right? It's as a mom, I feel like that's one of the most powerful things about being a mom is that you get to be an example, a living, breathing example of what is possible for your kids. And they're always watching. You can show them how to handle sadness, how to handle disappointment, how to handle change. And that's cool, right? That helps us elevate ourselves in order to be that amazing example for our children. And so I'm going to tell you some of the things that were on my list, but I first want to mention that one thing. So back to leaving and the emotional last few weeks. On top of that, I was suffering from like a really bad back. I guess my chiropractor said an injury. I have no idea what happened. I do a lot of lifting and moving and stuff like that with my job. So I had to suffer through that through the entire time that we were down in Florida. And when I got back, I called a good friend of mine and got a referral for an acupuncturist. And it's been life-changing for me, really, especially it releases emotion. It releases pain. It's just been incredible. But one of the things I was talking with my acupuncturist is we were having this emotional conversation and she said, maybe it doesn't have to be about emptiness. It can be about room for the new. And I just thought that was so powerful because I'm always talking about decluttering space and decluttering your mind and decluttering your spirit. I mean, this is what I've been teaching for 20 years, but it's like, maybe I can look at this chapter and say, I'm done using the word emptiness. I'm just doing it for this show. So you know where I'm at, but I decided to call it an open nest because every time I hear the word emptiness, it just makes me feel like, ugh, so depressing. And now when I think about openness to me, that means that it's open for whatever possibilities can come to me. Yeah. It's open, physically open, right? Our bedroom, the whole top floor of our house is pretty much open. But it's open for possibilities. My schedule is a little more open, as well as my house. And I can use that openness however I want to. And that really helps. It's another way to just a little tiny thing that was bothering me when I would say the words, I can use my mind and change it. And it's my perspective that changes my reality. So dwell on that, all of you empty nesters. Okay. So when I was coming up with a list and I had like this whole thing before I took him to college, because I was mentally preparing, I wanted to have an action plan. That's just how I live my life. You know, I love a plan, you know, I love a checklist. So I was being proactive so that I knew what I was getting into before I left. And as a lot of you, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you'll see that I was promoting a program called Reinvent. And it was weird because I kept hearing this word reinvent in my mind. And then I actually wrote it down and all this happens to me all the time, but it actually is an acronym for the steps of reinvent. And, so I, you know, mentioned that I wanted to do this program before I left. And then to be very honest, let's like just put it out there. That's what we do on the show. Like I am an open book. And I wanted to let you know, because I know other women feel these things too. I came back and I was like, who am I? Like I had total imposter syndrome. Like who am I to teach a program about reinventing yourself? Like, I just felt like there's no way, because I am going to feel like a fraud because I don't feel like I can even help myself right now. And that was how I felt for the first week. Like, I was just sad. Like, I needed space to get through this myself before I could teach anybody else how to do it. And so I, thank God, got over that after a week. And I am going to share some of the stuff that I actually have done in this past week besides, you know, making plans in case of a hurricane. One of the things I decided is that I was going to really focus on my health. What happened is that I was really focusing on my health. And then we started baseball season, senior year. If you've listened to my show, we're a big baseball family. And it was that partnered with it being the end of senior year, the end of all this stuff that we have spent years and years doing, all the games and the social life around games, the kids, the parents, all of it. And so I stopped going to the gym, right? And it was all about him. And when I got this back issue, I ended up telling my chiropractor, I said, I'm only in this position because I stopped working out. This would not have happened. And I stopped taking care of myself for the entire summer. And so enough's enough. I've learned my lesson, right? And so I knew that when I got back from, you know, leaving the kids in Florida, that I was going to make some big changes and that that would help me to feel good. And so I did a whole bunch of things. But one of the things that was really interesting is that I also at the same time felt this really strong urge to like go through my home, but like in a slow, intentional way, like space by space, and kind of change it over a little bit to this new season. What do I mean by that? I mean, for example, our pantry. I spent one afternoon just wiping down every shelf and like getting rid of the snacks that I keep in there for teenage boys and having the main eyesight levels be this health, the healthy foods, the things I use for my protein shakes in the morning, ingredients for healthy dinners, all like I massively changed it and it felt so good. It felt like, okay, I'm reclaiming this pantry and I'm going to tie that together with what the vision is for this new season. I already knew my vision included a healthy lifestyle, even more so than before, because like Josh likes to joke, he goes, I know when he leaves, I'll never see another carb, because how many dinners did I cook and added carbs in for my son who is an athlete when I don't need to be eating all those carbs and neither does Josh. So we were joking that he was like, I'll never see another carb. I know how this is going to go. And it's true. But instead of feeling like I was in a rush, the most bizarre thing happened to me. I came back and I was like, I'll get to it when I get to it. Like, it doesn't have to be done today. And so I've really kind of broken up spaces in my home and like little by little, I'm like revamping them, cleaning them, purging them, just kind of like a reset. It just, I don't know if you guys do that, but my mind needed it. And then it hit me. Wow, this is weird because I feel like the same feeling I felt when I was nesting, when I was pregnant. So I thought that was really strange to feel the exact same feeling that I felt going into my open nest that I did when I was creating the nest to begin with for the first baby. Very interesting. Would love to know in the comments if anyone has ever felt that way. And so I just, even the fact that we're buying less groceries, I want to do clean eating. That's what made this space. Like, I knew what the goal was, so I made the space match the goal. And it was weird going to the grocery store the first week and spending like, I think it was like $60. And then I went to the farmer's stand and spent like 20. Very strange. But yeah, so that was one thing. Another thing was looking at my schedule and saying, okay, now I won't have all this time for games. My son was a three sport athlete. So we spent a lot of time at games and traveling to games. What am I doing with that free time. And I actually had a conversation with some other senior moms at the end of the year. And we all said, what are we doing next year when we don't have games? And so I, again, thought, what kind of hobby do I want to start doing? What kind of things do I want to do with my time after work every day when I don't have games? And basically, again, it was like, Josh and I want to start playing pickleball. Luckily, we found there's a new pickleball league near us. We want to go to the fitness center at night. And that's all part of my vision of a more healthy lifestyle, right? And so it all goes together. And so this whole reinvent acronym was part of all this. And it really just helped me break it down. And I was amazed when I realized that every letter of the word was a part of the process. So that's been really good. And so I think about all of the ways that I have helped other women reinvent themselves over the past two decades. I could tell you story after story. I'll give you one example. So my client, Jerry, she is an amazing, amazing woman. When I met her, she had several of her children still living at home, maybe all of them. When I think about it, she has five total, but she basically hired me to organize her space, her home, like the basics, right? Get everything purged and organized, everything in its place, everything that she owns, has a home, all, like things together, the basics of my organizing programs. But then it turned into time management coaching coupled with routines. Then we started adding in some health coaching, like time, how to improve her health. And then we now are into styling. She's even worked with my daughter. I don't know if any of you listening, I think I mentioned in the last episode, my daughter is now an entrepreneur. She started her first business called Dresser. So look it up on Instagram, Dresser. And she's doing styling. She's an amazing stylist. So she's been working on her styling, my client. We've created new habits for her. She has worked so hard. And now she's also doing coaching with me on how to scale her business, basically, improving time management and routines and systems and processes. And so this all has happened. I've watched this woman reinvent herself and evolve to this powerhouse, right? She's a financial planner. She's a powerhouse. She's amazing inside and out. And it's all because she decided that she was going to take control of her life. She found me, she found an organizer slash coach, and she was started becoming intentional, and she was doing building blocks. She got really good at the first things that I taught her. And then we built upon that layer upon layer. And, you know, basically she's made room for the life that she wanted to live. She has made her life look the way she wanted it to look because she's the one in the driver's seat. And so that's one of the most fulfilling things I've done over the years of my career is help women not just live and get through the day, but be their very best selves. And so reinvent to me means that at any given point in your life, you can take your power back. You can say, you know what? I'm sick of feeling this way, or I'm kind of bored, or I got to spice it up. I want to get excited about life again. I want to wake up every day and be like, yes. Hell yes, I get to create the life I want to live. I get to create the home I want. I get to create the family I want. I get to create the friendships, the marriage, the business. I get to create these things because I am taking control of my life. I've decided to change my mind. I've decided this way doesn't work for me. I'm going this way. And I get to find out what new habits I need to implement. I get to create a new outlook. I get to work on my body, whatever. But that's the part of life that's so amazing. Like, you can't live in the someday or the maybe. You have to start today. That's if you are thinking someday this is going to happen or someday that's going to happen, it's today. And so this is what it's like, reinvent just that word. I don't know. For me, it tells my brain that I'm creating a new, better version of myself. Like, this old version was great, but it's not going to serve me in the new season. And so it's like the 2.0 version of yourself, right? It's like a freaking come to Jesus moment. I can do better. I'm ready to go bigger. I got this. I want to live large and in charge, whatever it takes. But yeah, hell yeah. The new 2.0 version of me is like something I'm ready to step into. And so I want this for you. I want you to feel like you get to make a new decision today. You get to decide. I want to hear from you. What is it? What season are you leaving behind? What season are you embracing? I want to be there to help you through this. I want you to walk with my journey with me, and I'm willing to share that. And it's a process, right? I'm embracing it day in and day out. I made the decision. It's so funny. I had a friend of mine, we were golfing the other night. We're in a golf league together. And she's like, yeah, that first week I just walked around room by room and looked in their rooms when they were gone. And I was just crying. And then I had another friend say, I had to ask myself, who am I now that my kids aren't here? Like, what's my purpose? So there's all these feelings and thoughts that we tell ourselves that we have to work through as women when our stages of motherhood change. And so I would love to know, what stage are you embracing? Where have you been and where do you want to go? And do you feel like you need to reinvent yourself? And when I say reinvent, I don't mean you have to leave everything about yourself behind, right? I look at it as like a glow up, like a polish yourself, right? Like, yeah, just step into a better 2.0 version of yourself. So I hope that was helpful. And thanks for walking on this journey with me. I love you guys so much. And I have decided that if anyone else needs this, I am changing up reinvention just a little bit. We're offering now reinvention calls. And that's basically a 45 minutes, an hour if you need it, for a one-on-one call with me. And in that call, we're going to establish 3 different ways that you can start creating the life you want. I'm going to offer you motivation, inspiration. We're going to hash it out. We're going to get you really clear on what you need to do in this next season, what you want to do, like what you want, here's your vision. And then what are the steps you need to do to get to that point? And just kind of hash it out. That's what I do with women all the time. Write up a goal. We're going to make a plan for you, and then you're going to be able to go off and running with it. So if you are interested in that, just go to jenniferfordberry.com and look up offers, and you'll see right there, reinvent. So jenniferfordberry.com offers, and you'll see the reinvent button. But I would love to meet you. I mean, it's so weird having a podcast because I know you're out there, and I'll get emails or reviews or comments. You know, I don't know. I'm not the greatest because I don't push reviews. I should. Reviews are so helpful, but I just want to know who is in the same boat as me, who feels like if this episode hit you right here, I want to know who you are. So reach out to me, DM me, whatever it takes. And I want to say this to you. You've got this. You can handle this new season. This new season could be fabulous. It could blow your mind, but it all starts right here. So if you get this straight, then the world knows that you're ready for new. You're ready for filling up your life with the new possibilities. And when you believe that anything is possible, then you believe the truth, because it's a fact. Anything is possible, right? For you and for anybody else. In my latest book that I wrote last year, oh, it's right behind me, Make Room. The first chapter I wrote all about possibilities, and I wrote that chapter because I felt like if you don't believe anything's possible, then you can't follow along. That was the first of the 10 P principles in Make Room. If you didn't follow along, if you didn't believe anything is possible, you won't be able to follow along for the rest of the 9 P principles, because you have to open your mind first. You have to open your mind to a new way of living, a new way of thinking, And when you do that, it's like, wow, I didn't even know that that was there. It was there the whole time, but I didn't know it was there because I wasn't seeing it. I was blocking it from my reality because I wasn't there yet. So it's always right there, but it's whenever you're ready. So there could be things inside of you. There could be a book inside of you. There could be a new business inside of you. There could be a new relationship inside of you. There could be a new vibe with your body inside of you, right? A look, a feel. There could be new friendships. It could be so many things that a year from now you could say, I didn't even know that was there. I didn't even know that was possible until I opened my mind and my heart to it. And that's what I want for you. I want you to really embrace this new season. And if you're having hard days and you get emotional and teary-eyed like me, I feel you, mama. I feel you. Even if you're not a mom, you're just a woman that's like, yes, I need a new, fresh start. This is your chance. You are not listening to this by accident. I don't believe in that. I believe that you heard this episode on purpose. So I love you. Thank you so much. And I will be back again next week. Mwah.